You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Films for Palestine is a new film series with Dianu, New Zealand Jews Against Occupation and Palestinian Youth Aotearoa. This Sunday at Academy Cinemas, Films for Palestine is screening the film Israelism. The film follows two young American Jews who were raised to unconditionally love Israel, witness the way Israel treats Palestinians, leaving their thoughts conflicted. I spoke to Tamaki for Palestine's Robin Wilson Whiting and Dianu's Abigail Allen about Films for Palestine and the kaupapa of the initiative. Did you want to firstly talk each about the kaupapa of Tamaki Loves Palestine and Dianu and how those ideas are kind of being brought together for these events for Films for Palestine?
Our kaupapa. Well, in terms of Dianu's kaupapa, so we are a group for Jews by Jews in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So a lot of our kind of our tikanga is Jewish tikanga, which is really centered around social justice. A big thing for Jewish people is this concept of tikkun olam, which means to repair the world. So that's really central to like to Jewish culture and the preservation of life. So kind of advocating for the Palestinian issue and for a free Palestine is just really an extension of our Jewishness, I would say. Feels totally natural as a Jewish person to do that. But I mean, also we're like, as a community, we're really implicated by this violence and recruited by Israel, who claims to do this in our name. So we kind of really don't have a choice but to stand up. We ally and align ourselves with a number of groups in New Zealand, Justice for Palestine in Wellington, Palestinian Youth Aotearoa, People for Palestine, and of course the amazing and very slick, very well run Tamaki Loves Palestine. Put on really great events, particularly like movie nights and fundraisers. And yeah, we're really happy to be involved in this screening of Israelism.
So Tamaki Loves Palestine, in terms of our kaupapa, honestly, you know, we're just a group of friends here in Tamaki Makaurau that have come together over the years to support the liberation of Palestine, and I think focused on bringing people in to learn more about the occupation and now the devastating genocide in Gaza, but also to raise funds. So prior to us having even a group name back in 2014, we did a gig for Gaza because there was an assault on Gaza back then, and there's been many, many since. And we raised funds for Kia Ora Gaza, who were trying to get together the pūtea for ambulances because Israel targets ambulances and has targeted many since. And in terms of coming together with Dianu for this event, I mean, we've worked with them previously and we've got a lot in common in terms of our goals and our values, but I think it's important for people to understand, and obviously this is in terms of getting them to this film screening, which is Israelism. I think it's important for the general public who often think, oh, it's complicated and I don't want to be anti-Semitic. It's important for them to understand that, you know, we stand with Jews, and like Avi very perfectly said, in terms of their Jewish values and tikanga, to speak up about the way that Jewishness is co-opted or manipulated and exploited by the occupying power in Israel for their own ends. But, you know, in terms of this particular event, obviously the film is Israelism, and we are hoping to continue monthly screenings of different films that are, you know, educating the people of Tamaki Makaurau better and better about what's going on in occupied Palestine. And we also want to make space after each screening for people to chat and debrief and unpack what they learned from that and connect with one another, because that's really, really important in these times. People sit behind their phones and feel totally isolated and powerless, and we're not.
Absolutely. And coming back to the film you're screening this Sunday, Israelism, do you guys want to talk a little bit about the premise of that film?
Yeah, so Israelism is like a pretty good kind of explainer documentary for the contemporary situation in Israel-Palestine. And particularly, it focuses around the occupied West Bank and what it's like for Palestinians there. But it's kind, you kind of come at this issue through like a lens of young Jewish people, how they come to learn about the occupation and Israeli policy to do with Palestinian people. So it does have this kind of like thread of the Jewish experience, particularly in like education as young people in Jewish school, and how we're kind of, yeah, like Robin said earlier, kind of manipulated into supporting Israel, and how we're kind of taught a very revised, very different history of the region as young, as kids and as young people growing up in our communities. And it, then you kind of, you thought it's kind of centered around these Jewish activists and how they came to be Jewish activists and learning about Palestine. And yeah, a little bit about the contemporary situation today. Although this film was made before October 7th, it kind of came out at the same time, which was, you know, that's what was, I think has made it such a popular film. But it's really, really good. Gives a really good kind of understanding, I guess, because the situation there is not complicated. There's like an oppressed and an oppressor, but the kind, it gives a good kind of picture as to why and how the Jewish diaspora around the world are kind of, yeah, as I said before, implicated by this, in this violence, and how, yeah, how better to support our Jewish people in kind of combating and resisting that.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I think is really useful for a audience here in Tamaki Makaurau and in Aotearoa, I don't think a lot of people understand just the extent to which, you know, young Jewish kids, particularly in the States, are indoctrinated from a really young age into Zionism, the belief that, you know, Israel is for Jews, it is the, you know, the God's chosen people in this part of the world. And, you know, I think many people have picked up just that the way that the Jewish population in the United States, and I can, you know, maybe have a bit of authority on this, I'm also a US citizen, but just the way that the Jewish population in the United States is relied upon so heavily by Israel to continue to support what they're doing. And what we're seeing, at, you know, through this film, but also, you know, following October 7th in the campus protests we had earlier this year, and even, was it yesterday, when Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at the US Congress, there were, I think, thousands of American Jews occupying the foyer outside, getting arrested and saying, not in our name, you don't represent us. And that tide is absolutely turning. And it is, I think, in a lot of ways, a generational change, but it's a massive shift. And so I think this film really introduces well that change in narrative and I guess a bit of the backstory.
Totally. And all proceeds for this are going to Relief Aid. That's awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about the work they do?
Oh, Relief Aid is a charity that was founded in New Zealand by a guy called Mike Seawright. He has worked with his team. They have assisted people in a lot of different war zones. They've got a campaign in Ukraine going on at the moment, but they were already working in Gaza prior to October 7th. And their main mission is really just to assist with the basic human needs of the population, food, water, and particularly, as we all know, it's been really, really hard to get aid into Gaza. And for a period of time where there was very little getting in, they were, you know, pulling on all the strings that they could to get aid in, but also really crucially providing clean water to the local population at quite a significant scale. They've also done, you know, cooked meals for people over, you know, the 9+ months of genocide. And also there's been some media coverage, but very early on in this assault, Gaza, several members of the relief aid team in Gaza, local population employed by relief aid, were killed by Israeli bombs. So they're, you know, very heavily invested in continuing this work in spite of that and the risks to their team. So we just wanted to offer you that and give them raise as much money for them as possible. So obviously people can support that by coming along to the film, buying tickets. It's $20, but please give more if you can. But importantly, we want people to bring along somebody that might not know so much about what's going on or might think that it's complicated or be a little bit, you know, afraid to speak out about what's going on, because our government here in Aotearoa is complicit as well. So we just want to encourage people to bring friends and whānau along to the event. If you aren't able to attend, please share the post. So Dianu and Tamaki Loves Palestine are both on Instagram and Facebook. And you can also donate directly to Relief Aid's Gaza Appeal on the Relief Aid website.
That was Tamaki for Palestine's Robin Wilson Whiting and Dianu's Abigail Ellen speaking to me about Films for Palestine.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.